beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounsey. It is good to come to your homes today with a beautiful message of something to believe in. So let's begin our broadcast by doing this beautiful song here. I've been back to Calvary.
My sins forgave me and he started me on my way home. He said, son, don't you worry. There's no need to hurry, for you won't have to walk it alone. And I'm going to make
we'll slip out of this old body of flesh and we'll go home in a spiritual body. We shall see the Lord. I'm so thankful for you this morning. This is Reverend Tommy Mounts with Something to Believe In. Would you believe that I lost my intro? I couldn't find it anywhere, so I said, well, I will not be defeated. I just don't like being defeated by the devil. But anyhow, I am Reverend Tommy Mounts. I come to your home each Sunday morning to tell you the beautiful message of something to believe in. We've been telling this message for a long, long time. I told someone the other day, we started back in the 80s, and we're still here, still going strong. So I want you to continue to pray for me. Lift up my hands financially. Pray for me, okay? Let's go now listen to this song. Hope you enjoy this one. I refuse to be discouraged, to be sad, or even cry. I refuse to be downhearted, and here's my reason why. I have a God who's so mighty, he's sovereign and supreme. I have a God who loves me, and I'm on his team. He is all-wise and powerful. Jesus is his name. Through everything is changeable, my God still remains the same. My God knows all that's happening, beginning to the end. His presence is my comfort. You see, he's my dearest friend. When sickness comes to weaken me and bring me to my knees, I call upon this mighty God. Into his arms I flee. When circumstances threaten to rob me from my peace, he draws me close unto his breast, where all my striving cease. And when my heart melts within me and weakness takes control, he gathers me into his arms, he soothes me and my heart and soul. The great I Am is with me, my life is in his hands. The Son of God is my hope, it's in his strength I stand. I refuse to be defeated, my eyes are on my God. He has promised to be with me as through this life I trod. I'm looking past all my circumstances to heaven's throne above. My prayers have reached the heart of God. I'm now resting in His love. I give God thanks in everything. My eyes are on His face. The battle's His, but the victory is mine. He'll help me as I run this race. Don't you like being held by God? Sometimes we just need Him to wrap His arms around us and hold us. I know we get lonely, we get downhearted, we get disgusted, we get discouraged. All these things, the devil's going to throw everything at us he possibly can to discourage us, make us downhearted. He'll disappoint us in life. But listen, if God be for you, there's no power that'll ever stand against you. I know you may get tired of hearing me say that, but I mean it. If God be for you, and if God said it, Jesus said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, Lord, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the very end. Hey, death has no victory over me, sir. I'm going to cross Jordan one of these days, but when I do, He'll stretch forth His hand, and I will be led by the Master. Well, let's get into another song here, and I hope you enjoy this one also.
Martha's gone home to be with the Lord, and it seemed like it's just been yesterday, but it's been 3 years this February. But I believe that she's at peace with God. She's done met the Master, and she's in peace with God, and I believe that he's wiped all tears from her eyes. There'll be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain. I know it's hard to give up a loved one. I've done been there, but listen, if God be for you, remember, he'll always stand with you. So let's go right now, listen to this sermon, and I'll be back in just a moment to talk to you again.
Let's talk about something today. Have you ever made a statement, well, I feel so defeated? I feel that I am so defeated. Well, you know, here several weeks back ago, I was in that condition. I felt so defeated. I felt so alone. And I just felt like I was at the bottom of the barrel and I couldn't go any farther. And maybe you're feeling like that this morning. And you may be in a valley or you may be going through some kind of a trial or some kind of a defeated situation. And you're asking yourself, well, can I make it through this valley? Well, remember the songwriter said, in the valley, he restoreth my soul. Well, I went to the Bible and I always try to get the strength and the courage I need. When I need strength, I go to the Word of God. I find that I must work on my spiritual life, because if my spiritual life gets out of focus, then all I am about will be out of focus. So I went to the Word of God, and God gave me this verse of Scripture found in Romans 12:2, and it said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now today, that's why that we have chosen to speak on this subject of I feel so defeated. You know, last week we preached on a theme, and we hope that we brought it very clear to you. But today we're going to talk about that. Why should I feel defeated? You see, we're not going to accept the mindset that we are living a defeated life. And according to the Bible, we don't have to live like that. We don't have to accept the mindset that we are living that defeated life because of this. Because the Bible says in Genesis 1:26 that God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And you know, if God cannot be defeated, and I'm made like God, I have the seed of God, I have the DNA of God, then my friend, how can I be defeated? If God cannot be defeated, and I am in his likeness, and I am in his image, then how can I be defeated? You see, I must have that mindset. I must remember that all that this, according to the Bible, I have been transformed by the renewing of my mind. So today, if you're thinking, well, I'm defeated, I can't go any farther, and my friend, you listen to what the Word of God said. The Word of God said that I'm made in God's image, I'm made in God's likeness, and if he cannot be defeated, then how can I be defeated? And you know, we must believe that. I've always told everyone that when you start your journey with God, it's God in the beginning. In the beginning, God. If you cannot begin there, don't begin at all. Settle that issue. Is God truly God? Is God what he says he is? Is he the God of this Bible? And can I trust him as being God? And my friend, once you have settled that issue, then you're on this level ground with God, and now you can live an undefeated life. You see, a lot of people say, well, I've fallen and I fail. Well, falling is not failing. I mean, you may say, well, I've fallen and I failed, but no. Let's really correct this meaning of these words. Not I've fallen is not to fail. The Bible said, now listen, I always give you the Word of God. The Word of God said in Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth 7 times, but he riseth up again. He gets up. I preach a sermon sometime called My Get Up. Got up and my get up has got up and gone. Well, you know, sometimes our get up does seem like it gets up and goes, but that doesn't mean that we have to live a failing life. We may have fallen. I preach another sermon called Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up. I preached that one Sunday morning in my church, and there was two ladies that witnessed that they had fallen in their own home, broke a hip, and had to lay there until someone found them. Well, I'm telling you today that you don't have to live a failing life just because you have fallen. Because the Bible said again, a fallen man will fall seven times, but he rises up again. Victories is who we are. Notice what Romans 8:37 said. Nay, in all these we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice what the scripture said. We're not only conquerors. The Bible said, Paul said, you are more than conquerors. And we are not defeated. I like what old B.R. Lakin used to say all the time. Hallelujah, it's done. I've been born again through and by the blood of the crucified one. He used to stand many times and he would look out over his congregation and he said, hey, if you'll come under, I'll come over. And you know, I believe that great man of God, he had that experience one day. His victory came in who we are. And we need to determine in our mindset today who we are. Nay, in all these, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we are not a defeated. Maybe you're feeling defeated. Then, my friend, that should encourage you not to feel that you have been defeated. You see, the word of God is more powerful than thoughts of defeat. Hey, listen to that again. The word of God is more powerful than the thoughts of defeat. Now, we can't stop a bird from flying in our hair. You could be out of here and a bird would fly down and he would fly right on your head. But, my friend, you don't have to let him make a nest there. You see? Because you have that right. And I had a person say to me one time, well, Pastor, I'm thinking. Hey, be careful. Sometimes when your thinking gets out of control, the next thing you're out of control, then you've got to put back in control what has got out of control. And when we're thinking, and our thoughts are a defeated path, then, my friend, we are defeating our own self. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:31, if God before you, who can be against you? Oh, I've quoted that so many times here on the broadcast that maybe you said, well, boy, I kind of get sick of hearing that. I don't think so. If God before you, then who can be against you? You see, we have got to even accept the bad to turn to good. And you said, well, how can I do that? Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to give the devil the lockjaw, if you want to put him where he's at, then, my friend, you turn everything bad that you're giving the devil credit for, turn it around, and start bragging on God. And just start thanking God, even for the bad times. Thank him for the worst times of your life. And, my friend, you can turn your bad days into good days. Again, I got scripture that supports that in Romans 8:28. And we know, Paul said, and we know that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. My, how much more proof do you need? The old saying, we have the proof in the pudding. Well, that's the pudding that Paul put in Romans 8:28, that we know that all things are working together for good to those that love the Lord. And we complete the sermon today by saying this. Jesus has already prayed that your faith will not fail. Jesus has already prayed that your faith will not fail. Notice in Luke 22:32, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith may not fail.
If you have friends in glory land who've left because of pain, there'll be no pain in glory land. They'll suffer pain no more. So weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffin announcements will be made up there. No breaks on that bright shore. The Lamb in glory land will walk. The blind up there will see. The death in glory land will hear. The dumb will talk to me. There'll be no sun in glory land. The moon and stars won't shine, for Christ himself is light up there. We'll live on love divine, so weep not, friend, I'm going home. Out there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore.
Well, can you say amen to that? I love you. I appreciate you. I hope that you've enjoyed today's broadcast, listening to it as much as I enjoy doing it. I was sitting here listening to Martha, and now Clara, it just, in my spirit, she's sitting right here with me. I can remember the time she does these songs and all that, and oh, that's a blessing. You know, the memory is something that, that nothing can destroy. And that memory is a good memory. I had a good wife. I know there are many of you that I have, been with you when death has come, but hey, death is sure, but life is so uncertain. We never know when we're going to slip from this life. I was thinking a while ago when Martha was doing that song, she didn't know when she was doing that song that she'd be gone now. But anyhow, I go by there every day. I just, or not every day, but I get by there, and I'll just stand there and look at the graveside. And I remember my son one Sunday morning. He said, I went up there, Dad, and said, when I was standing there at the graveside, I was listening on my radio and said, on my cell phone, I could hear your broadcast, and said, y'all were singing a beautiful heavenly song. And I said, he said, I just had to weep. I just had to weep because of mommy's memory. But to have a mother that's a praying mother or praying daddy, listen, you don't know what a blessing that is. I remember when I was told I had cancer. I've told you this before, but I said, if I could just talk to my daddy about it, everything would be all right. So I'm telling you that if I stand with you and stand for you, I mean, I'm standing for you. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for someone right now. I feel that they're so heavy laden. It seems like that life itself has put a burden upon their life. And Lord, the tears have filled their eyes. And God, they seem like they're so away from everybody and away from everything because their loved one has been taken or because of sickness right now or death has invaded their ranks. But God, let's just pray together and bind our hearts together and believe in God because, as I said before, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and for them that are called according to his purpose. You see, he's got a purpose. He's got a plan, and you're fitting into that plan. You may not be here next Sunday when I do a broadcast. Again, I may not be here to do a broadcast, but anyhow, I'm still praying for you. I'm standing with you because together we stand, divided we will fall. For the struggle of the journey left me weak both body and mind. Where I stand to the peak is a distance
of my own I cannot reach. So this journey of a thousand steps begins right here up on my knees. Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on wings of praise, far into the heavens, where I can almost touch God's face. Is just a hue from heaven's point of view. And I may face some things tomorrow I can't comprehend today, circumstance uncertain makes it hard to find the strength to pray. But I'm living in a promise, I'll never leave you, I'll always see you through. So what's this mountain to an eagle flying high from heaven's point of view? God's face, rising higher in His splendor, heights I've never knew, what once looked like a mountain, is just a hill from heaven's point of view.
Well, neighbor, I gotta get out of here. I appreciate you. I love you. Will you steal away this week sometime and just kneel down and pray for me? I will be praying for you. I pray for you all the time. When you're on my mind, I just stop. I say, Lord, they need a blessing. And you know, the Bible said, pray ye one for another. And I pray for you every day. I hope you're praying for me. And I appreciate the finances coming in for the broadcast. I really have been struggling with it. We've been having a lot of computer problems, but it seemed like lately we've been doing quite well. So I'm going to pray for you, and you pray for me this week. Just steal away somewhere this week and pray. And let's see if we can't. We're going to have prayer. This coming year, 2020, is really going to be a tough time for all of us. So we got to steal away somewhere and pray together. You know, the Bible said the family that prays together is going to be the one that will stay together. So we got to pray one for another. So you steal away this week and pray for me, and I'll be praying for you, okay?
Sometimes is like a burning desert.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye, be good. And may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Someone else has died. God, Lord,